Welcome to Savvy Psychologist Meditations. I'm your guide, Dr. Monica Johnson. Our meditation for today will focus on the inner critic. Most of us have this voice inside of us, the judgmental voice that always tells us that who we are and what we did isn't good enough. The pull to be perfect can tear us apart. We can get into a cycle where we are either crushed by our inner critic or in a dramatic battle with it on a daily basis. Through meditation, our hope is to release self-judgment and move our attention away from perfectionism. For this practice, I'd like for you to get in a comfortable position. For most people, this is easiest lying down or sitting. While you're getting ready, we will take a short ad break so we can experience the rest of this meditation free of distractions.
If you travel, you know how to really go off the grid. Like no cell service in your room, off the grid. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths, sound baths, and ice baths. Because when you set up your out of office, you mean it. Because when you're the escape artist, vacation is all about resting, meditating, drinking water, and minding your own businessing. The Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card. If you travel, you know. Learn more at go.amex/you know.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had. Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves. Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
1 in 8 start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Justin, and so good. Thousands of spring deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save big today on new arrivals from Kate Spade New York, Nike, Sam Edelman, Free People, and Madewell, starting at only $30. Great brands and great prices on dresses, denim, sandals, designer bags, and more. So rack your look and get first dibs on spring styles you want now from just $30 at your Nordstrom Rack store. What will you find?
Now that you're in a comfortable position, let's bring our attention and awareness to the breath. Notice the physical sensation of breathing in and then breathing out. You may notice that the air is cooler on the way in than it is on the way out. Your attention might wander, and that's okay. Simply bring your attention back to the sensation of your breath moving in and out. For many of us, this has already triggered criticism within us. You may immediately start thinking, I'm already messing this up, or I should be practicing this more often, or whatever judgments are natural for you to make. If nothing has come to mind related to judgment, that's wonderful. Either way, for now, I simply want you to focus on your inhales and exhales. Now I want you to reflect on a time when your inner critic was activated. A moment when you felt judged. You may start to notice that judgment is more than a thought. You may notice that it starts to affect your emotional state. Make note of what emotions come to the surface. Don't judge them. Simply label them as they arise within you. You may also note that you feel the criticism in your body. Where is it located? What patterns do you notice when the inner critic is around? Now, I'd like for you to practice existing with your inner critic. Do not fight with it or make attempts to appease it. You can label it as a judgment, or you can give it a name. You may want to call it pessimistic Paul or self-conscious Sally. The point here is to recognize the inner critic for what it is and let it be. Remember, there is nothing to fix or to change here. We are simply making note of our experience and what is going on for us right now. What is happening might feel a bit uncomfortable, but that's okay. If another judgment comes to the surface, acknowledge it. And keep focusing on your breath. Now, on your out breath, I want you to offer yourself the same relief that you would offer to a best friend. Imagine a friend sharing with you the same criticisms, the same self-doubt. What would you say? Say those things to yourself now, using the same gentle voice that you would use with a friend. On the in-breath, I would like you to allow in those kind words. And on the out-breath, I'd like for you to release as much of the inner critic that you can. I want you to start to breathe deeply, to really fill up your lungs. When you breathe in, I want you to recite the word compassion to yourself. And when you breathe out, I want you to recite the word critic. I want you to be slow and deliberate in this process. Gently fill up your lungs with compassion and slowly breathe out your inner criticisms. Judgments do not define you. Set an intention to be kind to yourself when the inner critic is present and to be patient with yourself on your journey. Now I would like for you to slowly bring your awareness back to the room. Allow your breathing to return to normal. You may want to wiggle your fingers and toes and flutter your eyes as you come back to your space in the present moment. Take one final breath in and out with this practice and go forward into your day. If you enjoyed this meditation practice or have suggestions for me, let me know on Instagram at KindMindPsych. You can also reach out to me via my email at psychologist@quickanddirtytips.com or leave a voicemail at 929-256-2191. The Savvy Psychologist is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our digital operations specialist is Holly Hutchings. Our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin, and our intern is Cameron Lacey. Follow Savvy Psychologist on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. That's all for this episode of Savvy Psychologist Meditations. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you again soon.